This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Chinese economist Mao Yushe will receive the Milton Friedman Prize for Advancing Liberty tomorrow for his half-century steadfast promotion of basic liberties and the rule of law in China. We spoke today about the chase of Chen Guangchang, his reported plans to defect to the United States, and the prospect for expanding civil society in China. You spoke out on behalf of Chen Guangcheng, who's the blind attorney who's been critical of China's government for some time. It's not perfectly clear at this moment, but it appears that he's now asking for the United States for asylum. How do you think that situation ought to be resolved?
I wish the best solution would be good for Mr. Chen Guangcheng. And that means his personal safety could be protected. And I wish more is about to, by this case, we should improve the human rights protection in China.
It's being widely reported in Beijing that your intention beyond receiving the Milton Friedman Prize this week is to defect to the United States. You have denied that. Would you care to expand on that or discuss it any further?
On the internet, there are many rumors, different saying, not only in this case, and previously it occurred many false information. So the internet provides much freedom on speech, but also provides some distorted news, which I don't like.
Many economists are now concerned of the rise of a new economic model. It's simply called state capitalism. There's even a fear that state capitalism is taking root here in the United States. Do you think that China can move away from state capitalism over the next century?
There's no successful example that the state capitalism could be a good example. Yes, I admit that in the past 30 years, the Chinese government played an important role in the economic development. But for the further development, I think we should move on a common value, which means the protection of human rights, the equity, and the liberalism, and the rule of law. I think this is the right direction for Chinese economy to move.
The idea of an income gap has been hotly debated very recently in the United States. You have blamed income gaps such as they exist largely on so-called privilege rights. What do you think Americans, especially those who complain about income gaps, what should they know about these privilege rights?
In China, we have the privilege rights in economic and also in politics. But I don't think in the United States there is a serious privilege rights. Basically, in the U.S., people are equal. But the equal status on the market generates the income difference. So to reduce the gap between the rich and the poor should be taken care of by the NGO and also by a better protection or welfare from the government.
What have economic reforms done for China over the last three decades?
The most important is that the output has been expanded by more than 15 times. The per capita income increased by 12 times. So China is no longer a very poor country. Previously, 300 million people did not have enough food. Now, every Chinese have enough food. And many of them are getting richer. So we get more freedom on the market. No money, no freedom on the market. Now China gets much more freedom.
Going forward, what do you think the biggest risks to civil society in China will be?
That is the conflict between the privileged rights group and the common average Chinese people. that there's a conflict of interest.
Mao Yushu is the 2012 recipient of the Milton Friedman Prize for Advancing Liberty. You can learn more about the prize and the work of Mao Yushu at our website, cato.org.